It's the Disneyland with Kids podcast, bringing you travel tips, park tidbits, and the best Southern California travel deals. Have you heard that Disneyland pumps scents and smells into the air to help tempt you for things?
Well, it's working, and yes.
And then have you heard the thing that they make it colder in the shop so that you'll buy the sweatshirts?
I think that's accurate.
Yeah, I agree. Well, there's also something else that I want to talk about today, and that is that Disney uses the music in the parks to get us to do what they want us to do.
Ooh, yes.
That is what we're talking about on today's episode of the Disneyland with Kids podcast. I'm Becca from This Crazy Adventure Called Life.
And I'm Jessica from The Happiest Blog on Earth.
All right. So we know Disney uses tons of like different psychological, I don't want to say manipulation, but like to trick our mind, like the go away green so that we won't notice certain things in the landscaping, or forced perspective to make things look taller or whatever. But did you know that they're also using music to get us to do what they want us to do in the parks?
That makes so much sense, because music to me is so powerful. It can get me in a good mood. It can make me feel nostalgic and sad, pump me up for a day that I need energy for. So how does Disney do that at the parks?
Okay, so of course, first, the most obvious one for everyone is that each land has its own music and its own soundtrack. So you go into Adventureland and you hear drums and like jungle sounds and things like that that kind of get you geared up for adventure. And then when you go into Fantasyland, it's all those happy Disneyland teacup ride songs and things like that. And of course, the big one we know about is the music in, or lack of music at times, in Galaxy's Edge. And I think, I think this is where people really started to notice how much music plays into the Disney experience. Our friend Dusty over at micechat.com, he really noticed the lack of music when it first opened and the lack of sounds in the land. So talk about that, Jessica, a little bit about how you felt about the land when we were there.
Yeah, I remember. Well, one thing for sure is when you are walking into the land, you do hear a very distinct change, because the crossover of going into Galaxy's Edge is a lot longer than other lands, like that transition space. And we've had many in-depth conversations with Dusty about things like this in the parks. And since the opening of Galaxy's Edge, they have added different music and sounds to the background of that land, which I think has been a really great choice. Yes. And much needed. And I notice it so much more now, and it really adds to the effect and the feel.
Definitely. And like when it first opened, if you went out, so we have three entrances to Galaxy's Edge in Disneyland, whereas Walt Disney World only has two. So I want to point that out. Because if you took the exit that went to Critter Country, the transition was pretty, like, you didn't notice anything huge. And I would say even the one to Frontierland was pretty smooth. But at first, when you went when you went from Galaxy's Edge into Fantasyland through that exit, it was really jarring that first.
It was so
like,
jarring.
Little while, because you went from like nothing to all of a sudden this happy, upbeat like music.
And colors. There's just such a contrast.
Yeah. And so I've noticed that they have actually made that a much smoother, nicer transition. Like, it's not as jarring. It's still a little jarring, I think, to people that aren't used to it, but it's nowhere near like it was when they first open. So that was interesting to me. Okay, so moving away from Galaxy's Edge, I want to talk about one of the newest soundtracks for a land, and that is Toontown. I love it.
It's so good. It's so fantastic.
The soundtrack is amazing. It's all those like Disney Junior shows, but done differently so that you're not like, oh my gosh, it's the hot dog song again.
Mm-hmm. Maybe the cast members that work there think that, but it is so fun. It's lively. It's exactly what Toontown is.
It definitely is. And then going over to Disney California Adventure, I think the best soundtrack in that entire park, even though I don't spend much time in this land, it's Avengers Campus. You just mm-hmm. walk in there and you like, they have the Avengers, like basically it's a variation of the Avengers theme and it's playing and you're like, I feel like a superhero.
You're so spot on. I absolutely agree.
Yeah. And we've talked before about how we did that walk, jog, whatever through California Adventure. And I remember the one we did together, she had us like doing crazy lunges or something there in Avengers Campus at the main entrance. And she would, every time she'd have us like put our hands down to the ground and do some weird move, it was as they were opening up the, getting ready to open the park. So the music would get louder and louder and louder every time that we were doing that. And it was kind of cool. Probably the best part of that whole experience in my mind anyways, was that as far as the workout part.
Real quick about those workouts. Those are open to guests of Disneyland Resort hotels. You just need to sign up and pay for those in advance, and they happen before park opening hours.
Yes. And so it's great. I wonder if they're going to change it so that it's later now and only do it on the days that Disneyland opens early, because early entry has now changed as well. So I'm interested to see if they kind of change up that offering just a little bit so that people don't have to be there so early.
Good point.
All right. So moving on, let's talk some of the other, what's the land that you just think of that you like, I love the music there. It fits so well.
Well, I'm going to answer that question a little bit different way.
Okay.
I really love the background music for Food and Wine Festival. So sometimes you get different music during different times of the year, and that one just matches my vibe. I think it matches California Adventure so well. I really love that playlist, and it's just really cool to listen to that and see how it changes the mood with the different offerings that they have during Food and Wine, which is every spring.
Yes, yes. In fact, it's kicking off here soon. So yeah. I love that playlist as well. For as far as lands and rides, I love Pixar Pier. And one thing that I always notice is when you get to Inside Out, that music mm-hmm. is so, like, normally the landscape of a whole land has pretty close to the same music. Like,
yes,
Fantasyland's kind of big, so it may not, but the rest of the lands, you're like, it just plays the same music everywhere. But when you go to Pixar Pier, you have the normal Pixar Pier music, and then you get to Inside Out, and it's that Inside Out music. And I just love how they did that, because it is kind of set a little farther away from the other rides on Pixar Pier. I think it works great.
It's so amazing how they also do the transitions in between lands. Mm-hmm. There is a really particular way that they do those things, and it is way cool because you're not just walking in and hearing like a flip of a switch, yeah. kind of like how we talked about with Galaxy's Edge as it first opened. There's really a transition there where the music overlaps and takes you into that new experience.
Yes. Speaking of the lands, I do want to go back to how they use it in a way to get us to do what they want us to do. And this is mostly seen on Main Street and Buena Vista Street. So, do you have any ideas?
Shopping. Money.
Yes. But
get us
also
to spend the money.
Yeah. So they do.
I know I've heard stuff about like bringing us into the parks
yes.
and bringing us out of the parks.
Yes.
So I know the soundtrack in the morning on Main Street features some songs from Hello Dolly, because I love that soundtrack. And they do not play that in the evening. So
yeah.
It's just interesting how that changes too.
Yeah. So as you come in the mornings, it is a very upbeat tune, upbeat tempo to get you excited for your day at Disney. And then when you leave in the evening, it is like slower, like the up song, things like that. And that is to make you feel nostalgic so that you'll want to book another trip, another visit. So, and I just like one of my favorite things has always been Main Street at night with that music. And like, sometimes I'll just sit there, especially when the up theme's playing and you see the guys selling the balloons and there's all these balloons. And I'm just like, oh, this is so great. And you see families walking out, their kids asleep in the stroller or on their, you know, they're holding them. And it really does work. Like, I gotta say, it makes me think this was a great day. I want to come back.
Right. I mean, think about movies and films and how soundtracks play such an important role in that. When you go to Disney theme parks, you are living out your own movie, your own fantasy, your own dream, and you're the star, right? And those are the soundtracks to those magical vacations and things.
Yeah. And of course, the music does not stop just in the lands, because all of the rides have a soundtrack, save a few. And those aren't in Disneyland, I don't think. Space Mountain in Walt Disney World oftentimes will not have music. Did you know that?
Interesting.
Yeah, it's a like a special thing they do, I guess. I don't know. But I can't imagine Space Mountain without music, and especially Space Mountain that's more like the Matterhorn, which we've talked about in a previous episode as well. So all the rides have a soundtrack, and maybe that soundtrack isn't so much like, I think Rise of the Resistance, it may not be music necessarily, but there is musical elements brought in, you know, like when you're sitting there and you're waiting for that lightsaber to come through, which I should, that's all I'm gonna say, I'm not gonna get too detailed. There's lots of little different things that play into it. And then when you hear that main theme of Star Wars, you're like, okay, we're going to win. And then, you know, you feel like different things happen in the ride. But of course, I think one of the most iconic ride soundtracks, and you can tell me if you disagree, but I think it's Soarin'.
Oh, yes. That's a great one.
Especially the Soarin' Over California one. That one was amazing. And I remember, so every year there's a big balloon fest over Labor Day weekend where we live. And I remember one year just going and I'm like, I know this music that they're playing as these balloons start taking off. I'm like, it's the Soarin' Over California music. And it was. Oh, it was the soundtrack from Soarin' Over California. So what rides do you just love their soundtrack, Jessica?
Ooh, what rides? Okay. So I can imagine.
I'm going to be disappointed if you don't name a very specific one.
Well, I'm going to give you two.
Okay.
Because I know which one you're wanting me. So first, one of the ones that really is like quintessential Disneyland to me is the Mad Tea Party. Because you can hear that whether you're going on the attraction or not. And it's a very merry and birthday, and you have like the whistling of the tea kettles, and you hear that several times as you walk by or when you're on the attraction, and it's just so Disneyland to me. Now, over at California Adventure, we have the best attraction, which is Guardians of the Galaxy Mission Breakout, and they have six different songs that play for the soundtrack, so you're going to get a different one almost every time you ride. They also switch the music during Halloween time, and I think they should add even more music into the mix because it is so much fun. And if I haven't said before, which I would be shocked if I haven't, my favorite one is Hit Me With Your Best Shot by Pat Benatar, and I also really love Give Up the Funk on there. It's just so much fun. It's like a huge party.
Yes. So I rarely ride that ride, but most of the time when I ride it, I am with you, Jessica. And every time I'm with you, we get hit me with your best shot. So ooh, I thought,
okay, you're like, my lucky charm.
Yeah, I guess so. But that doesn't mean I'm going to go on it more. So, and I love the different soundtracks and how the drops match the soundtrack. Like everything's timed to the soundtrack. And
yes,
they did the same thing with Guardians of the Galaxy Cosmic Rewind over in Walt Disney World and Epcot, where they time things differently with the music. So I love that. It really plays into that music that we all grew up and love that's in Guardians of the Galaxy series. It's wonderful. I just have one more question. I want to know if you know the answer to is, where are the speakers at Disneyland? Like there's some that are obvious, but those are actually the parade ones and like the Fantasmic ones and the firework ones. But where are the speakers?
They are hidden in the magic. I do not know. And I don't think that I've ever looked for them, actually.
Yeah.
Where are they?
It's just another one that they hide in on Main Street is the main one that it's in Buena Vista. They usually look like the vents on the sides of the houses, the vented shutters or whatever. So that's usually a speaker, or if it's lower down, it's usually pumping out some smells for us. So
yeah,
but everywhere else, they just blend in so well. The big ones you see are usually for the festivals or parades and things like that, which the parades have amazing music too. Well, I can't wait to hear the new parades soundtrack.
Oh yes, for Pixar Fest.
Yes. Lots of O-Town music probably. Is it O-Town? No, what's the
I hope so.
No, it's not O-Town. Oh. What's the boys band's name?
I can't remember, but O-Town, that's a flashback, girl.
I know. Okay.
Oh my anyways.
That's a real flashback. I might have to leave that part in. Okay. But anyways, hopefully it has a lot of boy band music, you know, for turning.
More town.
Anyways, it's just really fun to think about how Disney uses music and it enhances our day. And you know what? I'm not even mad that they're using this music to get me to feel and do what they want me to do, because I just love the soundtracks. All right, that's all we have time for today. And be sure if you enjoy this podcast that you're subscribing. And we would love if you would leave us a review wherever you're listening. And we'll see you real soon.
Purchase new wiper blades from O'Reilly Auto Parts today and we'll install them for free. See better and drive safer with O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly. Auto Parts.